The media constantly inform the public of new health information, but many Americans have difficulty recognizing what they should or should not do to improve their health. Now, University of Missouri researchers have found that even though the majority of health journalists have not had specialized training in health reporting, they do have sophisticated ideas about how to communicate new medical science developments. Journalism professors Amanda Hinnant and Maria Len Rios surveyed nearly 400 newspaper and magazine journalists and found that only 18% had specialized training in health reporting. But even with a lack of training, they have developed ways to communicate medical science to readers. Some of these techniques, including using stories of real people with medical problems, avoiding technical jargon, and adding graphics to increase understanding. Hinnant says that journalists play an important role in the health literacy, or the ability to understand basic health information, of the United States.
In the words of some of the health journalists, the stories can become, quote-unquote, bogged down. On the other hand, the journalists are worried about making stories too, quote-unquote, dumbed down, and so they want it to still have some signs of scientific credibility. It would be incredibly useful if we could determine a way for a story to both convey scientific credibility and be understandable to a majority of readers.
According to the survey, a majority of journalists believes that their readers understand information from medical professionals, but are not proficient with scientific information and more prone to believe health myths. More than half of the reporters surveyed thought that a majority of their readers used information simply to gain a better understanding of health issues or used it to communicate better with health professionals. I'm Christian Basie with a Mizzou Spotlight on Science.